With SRN News, I'm John Scott. President Trump will hold a rally in Michigan to mark the first 100 days of his second term. He'll be staging his largest public event since returning to the White House. The White House is slamming Amazon's plans to show how much tariffs have increased prices. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton reports.
Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt didn't mince words when asked about reports that Amazon will display the cost of President Trump's tariffs next to the total price of its products.
This is a hostile and political act by Amazon.
Even though the president insists other countries are paying the import taxes, the burden falls on businesses, and companies want their customers to understand why prices are higher. Greg Cluxton, Washington.
A stunning liberal victory means a major defeat for the conservatives, who a while ago were thinking victory was in their grasp.
Canada's Conservative Party leader, Pierre Poilievre, hoped to make the election a referendum on former Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, whose popularity declined toward the end of his decade in power. In a concession speech, and with his own House of Commons seat still in doubt, Poilievre vowed to keep fighting for Canadians, even with Canadians grappling with the fallout from a deadly weekend attack at a Vancouver street festival. President Donald Trump was trolling them on election day, suggesting again on social media that Canada should become the 51st state and saying he was on their ballot. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Authorities say they believe a crash through an Illinois after-school building that killed three children and a teenager was not targeted. The car left the road, traveled through a field, smashed through the building in Chatham, outside Springfield on Monday. On Wall Street, stocks higher, the Dow up 243 points, the NASDAQ adding 27. This is SRN News. Tennessee has a new law protecting medical personnel.
The bill, lately signed by Republican Governor Bill Lee, guarantees that no doctor, nurse, or other medical professional will have to participate in an abortion, a sex change operation, or any other procedure that violates their deeply held religious convictions. Greg Chalfin of the Christian legal group Alliance Defending Freedom says, quote, patients are best served by healthcare professionals who are free to act consistent with their oath to do no harm. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Organizers in the Kennedy Center in Washington, D.C. have canceled events promoting the LGBT agenda for this summer's World Pride Festival. The move comes amid a shift in priorities and the ousting of center leadership by President Trump. That took place in early February. Mr. Trump has vowed to roll back all federal promotion of the LGBT agenda that was established by President Biden. This is SRN News. The only black all-female unit to serve in Europe during World War II, commonly known as the 6888, will be presented with a Congressional Gold Medal following a long-running campaign to recognize its efforts.
At a ceremony Tuesday in Emancipation Hall at the Capitol Visitor Center, House Speaker Mike Johnson and other lawmakers will present the medal to the family of Unit Commander Lieutenant Colonel Charity Adams Early. The 6888th Central Postal Directory Battalion is credited with addressing a mail crisis during its stint in England and, upon its return from World War II, serving as a role model to generations of black women who joined the military. The unit toiled around the clock, processing 65,000 pieces of mail in each of three shifts to ensure that mail was delivered to troops on the front. The effort boosted morale among American forces. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Amazon's first internet satellites are in orbit, set to provide fast, affordable broadband service around the globe. More details at srnnews.com.